اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. So, I really welcome you all, Brother Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasser, and Fawad Haider to our today's program. How are you? Fine? Fawad?
Fine, yes, sir.
Alhamdulillah. Hassan, how
fine,
about
sir.
You?
How are
Alhamdulillah.
You?
Thank you. How about Ali Nasser?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Alhamdulillah. And Hussein?
Fine, sir. How are you?
Fine? All right. Okay, Surah Ali Imran, Ayah 134 and Ayah 135 on page 67. Let's listen, everyone.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alladhina yunfiquna fis sarra'i wad dharra'i wal kadhimin al ghayza wal 'afina 'anil nas. والله يحب المحسنين والذين إذا فعلوا فاحشة أو ظلموا أنفسهم ذكروا الله فاستغفروا لذنوبهم ومن يغفر الذنوب إلا الله ولم يصروا على ما فعلوا وهم يعلمون.
MashaAllah, nice recitation. Let's explain first, mention some points, then inshallah we'll move on to the tajweed rules and the recitation. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allah Almighty in Surah Ali Imran, Ayah 134 says, الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين. Allah Almighty says, those who spend in ease and adversity and suppress their anger and excuse the faults of the people, and Allah loves the virtuous. Next ayah.
وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ.
So Allah Almighty says, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً, and those who, when they commit an indecent act, a wrong act, or wrong themselves, remember Allah. They are the ones who remember Allah and plead Allah's forgiveness and ask Allah Almighty for forgiveness. It means whenever, even if they make a mistake, even if they commit a sin, okay, they quickly remember Allah. Yeah, sometimes we forget Allah Almighty, yes? So we might commit a sin. Shaitan will tempt us, Okay, so we forget Allah Almighty. So that case, a person who is muhsin, a person who is muttaqi, the one who has taqwa, iman, belief in Allah Almighty, quickly reminds himself of Allah Almighty. Oh God, I made a mistake. I made a haram thing. Quickly they go back to Allah Almighty. They ask Allah Almighty for forgiveness. Okay? Sometimes we have this belief, okay? But our iman doesn't work well, because our iman is not that strong. So we make a mistake, but unfortunately, we as well do not have this understanding to get back to Allah Almighty. We keep doing bad things. Like we have a dark spot on a white paper, for example, paper, you see, a dark spot there, right? A dark dot there. So, for example, you mark a dot, okay, if you clean that, if you remove that dark spot right quickly after you marked it, the paper will be white. But if you put another dark mark there, another one, keep doing it, then the whole paper, it was white, it turns to black one. Our heart is this way. Our soul is this way. If you have, God forbid, a dark spot, okay, if you wash it out, okay, how to wash it up? إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُظْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ حَسَنَةً. If you do good deeds, it will wash that bad deed. Okay? So if you quickly wash it out, inshallah, your heart still remains clean and pure and untouched. It will be safe. So Allah Almighty talks about the muttaqi people. Also, the muhsinin says, الَّذِينَ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. The Jannah was promised for the what? For the people who are muttaqi, muttaqin. الَّذِينَ, those who yunfiquna fi sarra, those who spend in Allah, in the way of Allah Almighty, no matter they are in hard time, no matter they are in ease time, in good times, okay? They do so because it's their attribute, it's their quality. وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ. And from the attributes, from the qualities of a muttaqi person, the one who is with taqwa, is كَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ, and suppress their anger. Imam Kadhim alayhi salam was called Kadhim. Yes, Imam Kadhim alayhi salam was called Kadhim because even if people made him so much angry, he could suppress his anger. He could control his anger. It's very important. So what iman also is tested when you become so much angry. Do you wrong people or no? Example of taqwa is this, that كَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ. Right? You suppress your anger. وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. If somebody makes a mistake, forgive them. Forgive them. Right? Makes a fault. Even if it was intentionally, forgive them. You show kindness. You show greatness from yourself. Right? And in the next ayah, that we explained it actually. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا. Look, وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا. If you made a mistake, Allah will forgive you in case you do not continue doing it again and again. وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا. Do not have any israr, any persisting, like doing it again, like again and again, okay? Persisting. Got it? That's it, guys. We have mentioned a lot. Inshallah, there are more to learn, but I ask you to refer to the tafasir books, inshallah.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي.
How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
So, now, take a deep breath to move on to the tajweed rules and practice the recitation. Ready?
Yes.
Let's mention some points because we don't have much time. الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ. يُنْفِقُونَ, whenever you have the letter fa, ta, sin, shin, sa, da, ta, da, fa, qaf, kaf. These letters, okay? If you have ta, jim, dal, dal, za. These letters after the nun sakin or tanwin hide the sound. Yunfiquna, do not pronounce the nun completely and just hide the sound. Yunfiquna fi sarra, the mad is wajib, stretch it. Dharra, also prolonge it, it's wajib. Wal kadhimin al ghayza. So kadhimin dha dha ghayz dha. So these letters are important. Alladhina dharra, these letters are important. Afina ayn anin nas nun mushaddad, stretch the sound. Qila tells you it's better to stop, but you can continue. Wallahu, Allah is pronounced with a heavy sound, right? Am I right? Wallahu yuhibbul muhsinin ha, the letter ha. Wallahu ha yuhibbu ha. So throat letters, but one is soft one, the other one is a bit more throaty. Walladhina, next ayah. Alladhina idha fa'adu ayn dhal fahisha ha. Zalamu dha anfusahum, anfusahum, the same as yunfiqun, hide the sound. Dhakaru allaha fastaghfaru lidhunubihim. Do you know why they get reminded of Allah Almighty? The muttaqin, because they have taqwa. Taqwa helps them here. If they make a mistake, okay, taqwa quickly reminds them. Taqwa is like a warning alarm. It just warns them. Starts ringing, okay? Hey, you made a mistake, you made a mistake, you made a mistake. Get back, get back, get back. It is that taqwa acts that way. So, next one, like an antivirus, okay? Virus detected.
Yeah.
All right, so that's it, all right? Like an antivirus, virus detected. Quickly, get back, get back. Yeah, delete that virus. So that's next one. I forgot this point to tell you, now I told you. So, فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا غَيْنْ heavy sound. لِذُنُوبِهِمْ ذَال, pronounce it correctly. وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ, when you see one of these six letters, يَا رَا مِمْ لَمْ وَاوْ نُنْ, six letters. يَرْمَلُونَ, you see after نُنْ ساكن or تَنْوِين, merge the sound. وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ, you merge the نُنْ ساكن to يَا. وَمَيْ يَغْفِرُ. So, وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, again, Allah is pronounced heavily. وَلَمْ يُصِرُّ عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. So the thing is that these two verses had a lot about pronunciation of the letters. So pay attention to them, okay? The letters. ذَال, ضَا, ضَد, ضَد, yes? عَيْن, هَا, حَا. These letters are important, so pronounce them correctly. Now, we mentioned, ready to recite and practice? Listen and repeat. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس.
الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس.
أحسنتم ما شاء الله. Some people lost their breath. All right, no problem. They will continue with us. والله يحب المحسنين.
والله يحب المحسنين.
والذين إذا فعلوا فاحشة أو ظلموا أنفسهم ذكروا الله.
والذين إذا فعلوا فاحشة أو ظلموا أنفسهم ذكروا الله.
ذكروا الله فاستغفروا لذنوبهم ومن يغفر الذنوب إلا الله.
ذكروا الله فاستغفروا لذنوبهم ومن يغفر الذنوب إلا الله.
ولم يصروا على ما فعلوا وهم يعلمون
ولم يصروا على ما فعلوا وهم يعلمون
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
أحسنت ما شاء الله الله bless you we practiced the tajweed rules we mentioned them and we also practiced the recitation that's all from us for today inshallah the next session will continue towards the next verses or ayat of Surah Ali Imran. Stay with IRB English Radio, brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Thank you so much for being with us. Thanks to Fawad, Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasser for being with us. See you inshallah. Nothing to say?
No, sir. No.
Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان